Well, the DEL News time now is 9:45. Welcome into Del Aware. I'm Peter MacArthur. A request from the state's nonprofit groups has been sent to members of the Joint Finance Committee requesting an increased investment in the work of Delaware's nonprofits. Sheila Bravo is president and CEO of the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement, and she's with us this morning. Hi, Sheila. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to rely on you to kind of explain this. There's a formulaic aspect to this, but it has obviously been a very challenging 14, 15 months for nonprofits, and part of the appeal involves that, but there's more to it than that, too.
Absolutely. As you know, as many of us know, that when this pandemic hit, it was many nonprofits that rose up to help our neighbors and our friends in need. And when we talk about the nonprofit sector, Peter, it ranges from health and human services, social services, food providers. You know, we had a lot of people that were had to stay at home, so we had to figure out how to get food to them. It also includes many arts and cultural organizations, and certainly a lot of youth and education support organizations. And many of these nonprofits are here because a couple of years ago, back in the 90s, early 90s, the government said, we need to be as efficient and effective as possible, and one way we can do that is partner with community-based organizations, nonprofits, to do the good work that they need to do so that our communities remain healthy and strong. And so the state government contracts with Delaware nonprofits to provide a variety of these services around the state. And unfortunately, once you get into a contract, the nonprofit often doesn't have the ability to automatically raise their fees, even if their costs go up. It really requires government to say, all right, we will increase your rates X percent. And with the pandemic, a lot of organizations lost fundraising. They're finding it very hard to cover all of the costs that it takes to serve, and costs have gone up, especially in the last 5 years. And so this year, particularly when we're seeing that the state revenues are very strong, we are requesting the General Assembly, the Joint Finance Committee, to legislate an increase in the rates and contract rates that nonprofits receive for the services they do, as well as to increase the grant and aid that they send out to other nonprofits. So these would be your historical organizations, your animal welfare, a lot of your youth and education organizations that they may not have a contract with the state, but the state gives them that funding so that they can do the work again in community. And so that's another area that for many agencies that those grants have not changed, or if they have, there have been, you know, little incremental changes. So we'd like the General Assembly to also vote for an increase in that. It's a way to help level set what have been ongoing and increasing costs, but not necessarily getting paid for those costs. And that's really why we sent the letter, to remind our legislators that this good work is not free. Even though we do have volunteers, which helps to keep our costs lower than maybe what it would cost if government did it themselves, but we still do need to make sure that we're able to pay the good wages, that we can have the technology in place nowadays, and all of those other necessary expenses to ensure that we, you know, nonprofits in Delaware can provide good quality services.
And as you've said, you have a situation where this was in put in place because of the fact that the state wanted to be efficient. And so if you ignore what it takes for these nonprofits to do the work they're contracted to do with the state, you put that in jeopardy.
Indeed, and we've seen in other parts of the country where some really big nonprofits have gone out of business because the governments were not willing to pay what it really cost to serve. And so we've really been raising this issue for years and recognize that the state budget doesn't always have the increase in revenues like they are this year, and that's really why we feel that this is a year that could be possible for the government to make that choice.
And you have specific, this isn't just a broad appeal or something that's not specific. You have some numbers in mind that you'd like to see these fees, these figures increased by.
Yes, we'd like to see the average contract rates, and this goes across multiple state agencies with hundreds of nonprofits that they contract with, that in many cases those rates have not changed for 6 or 7 years. So we would like to see a 12% rate increase is the request. And then for grant and aid, we'd like to see a 25% increase. A lot of the grant and aid bill, which is a separate bill that the General Assembly passes, a lot of the increases over the past couple of years have gone to really important work, first responders, and system, what we call one-time type initiatives, but really have not raised the grants to senior centers, to the historical agencies, and the youth and education and community development agencies that are in that bill. So we'd like to see a 25% adjustment so that we can kind of, again, bring the rates closer to what it really costs.
Sheila Bravo is President and CEO, Dana, the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement. What are you hearing from members, some of the stories, Sheila, about how important these boosts in funding would be to let them stay afloat as we emerge from the pandemic?
Oh, it is. It's so critical. And the other side of this is we're having very important conversations about wages and minimum wage. And our, nonprofits in Delaware are very interested in seeing people get increased pay across the board. But as employers, they also need to be able to pay those increased wages. So I think at a time where we're discussing increasing minimum wage, it seems that in order for this to work, for nonprofits to be able to be successful, they need to have increases in the rates that they get paid so they can ensure that they can continue to keep their staff at the level they do and to ensure that their staff is getting the pay that they deserve and the benefits that they deserve.
Well, I think one thing that works to your favor here is we've talked for over a year now about the mark that the pandemic's left on nonprofits, and it's well documented, it's been well publicized, and so these requests might come as a surprise to no one who's in the power to make them happen. Where do you've sent the letter, that's step one. Where do you go from here?
We're having a lot of conversations now, as well as many members of DANA are also reaching out to their legislators. We encourage anyone who cares about the services that they receive, speak up, whether you're for or against, but this is the opportunity. We can let our legislators know why this is important, and I know that they want to hear as well. I would say that one thing I've always appreciated about our General Assembly here in Delaware is that they do listen, and they may not only do what we hope they'll do, they may not vote the way we hope, but they are willing to listen, and so this is our opportunity to speak up and share our perspective.
It would certainly seem on the surface, Sheila, that there's a bit of a leg up just by the geography of Delaware as making an appeal to these lawmakers who you can really physically get to, as opposed to being in a big state like next door in Pennsylvania or what have you.
That certainly has been a benefit. We were not able to do that last year,
right.
But the legislative hall is slowly figuring out how they can allow more people to come in and be part of the process physically.
Sheila Bravo, President and CEO, the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement. Well, keep us posted on the progress, Sheila, but thank you for joining us and for the info this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. 9:55 here on Delaware. Rick Jensen is on the way next here on WDEL. He's got a great story coming up, and I'm going to give you a couple of details.